if you had stupid, crazy money, and please don't say Kanye West, and you could hire any band to play your living room, or any artist, or any, who would it be?
Rihanna.
So if money was no object, you would be, Rihanna's going to play my living room. You're going to put that on social media. A couple of friends going to come over. You're going to seem like a king.
Yeah, I didn't even have to think about that. I've already had this in my brain that if I ever had the kind of money that I can afford Rihanna, that's exactly, there's no question, that's exactly who I would have. I wouldn't even, don't even ask me twice.
So for your birthday, that's what you want.
I want Rihanna.
Robert Kraft had the same thing. So Robert Kraft, if you don't know who he is, he owns the New England Patriots.
Wait, that's the guy who got the rub and tug.
One guy gets a massage and his whole life, this guy's whole life, he's given billions of dollars to charity. He's done great things for the city of Boston.
Rub and tug.
He gives so many people a job. I mean, look what he's done with that.
He gave those women a job. That's true. And they gave him a job right back.
So for the rest of his life, you hear Robert Kraft. Oh yeah, you got the hand job.
Yeah, rub and tug.
Can you imagine? So, well, anyway, he has more money than he knows what to do with. So he's going to go ahead and invite a band to play his party. He hired the Rolling Stones.
Oh my God. Wow. Holy moly.
And what he did is he's like, well, I really don't want them to come to my house. So let's do it at Gillette Stadium. But we're not going to do the whole stadium. We're just going to put a tent in the middle of the field. And wow. I'm going to invite a couple of friends over and we're going to watch the Rolling Stones.
Like they brought in a couch, six guys, a couch, some beer, and the Rolling Stones.
And it's their first show since Charlie Watt.
Oh, since Charlie Watts died, right.
So this is their first time they're going to be seen in public playing without him. And this happens to be Robert Kraft's party. So people were...
And it's the first show of our 2021 tour. So this is it. This is a tryout. This is a home run.
I can't believe they agreed to do this.
So, and then you go down. The funny thing is, here we go. You got to watch white people dancing.
Oh, no.
So listen how good the Rolling Stones sound. They sound amazing, but watch white people dance.
Okay.
That's
I'm ready.
The fun thing.
Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes.
They're all
wow,
dancing.
They do sound great.
It looks like every white person here is dancing to a different song.
I was like, what band are they listening to?
What are they doing? So they keep moving around. Now one is moving in the beat.
And they're all moving in different beats. That's my favorite thing. It's almost like they're not at the same show.
Here it comes.
Listen to them, though.
That's amazing. It's the Rolling Stones playing just for you. Try and act a little bit excited. There's a couple of guys that are just standing there. Wait, hang on.
I know, but at least I'm happy that people didn't have their phones sitting up the whole time. They were living in the moment.
Yeah, no, because they're not millennials, because they're older, they're boomers, and boomers just don't do that.
Oh,
and you could just funny. Yeah, I've been to concerts where there's boomers, millennials, and Gen X and Gen Z, and it's the boomers are always just either standing there or sitting there. Everybody else has their phones up. But see, that's what I think is interesting. Like some of them, there's the Rolling Stones playing a private show just for you. They're playing one of their most iconic songs, and there's a couple of guys that are just standing there, like. Whatever.
Yeah, it's just going to be over at some point.
Right. there again. White people at a concert. Oh my God, this is so. Oh my God, this one woman is. And she's clapping.
She's not even clapping in me. She's like the jerk. What song are you listening to, people?
Oh, that's hilarious.
There's like 10 people at the show.
And they're all listening to different music.
Listen to them. Sound
well, obviously,
amazing.
Somebody has a phone because we have the recording of it.
Yeah, one person holding up a phone and they're not dancing because...
Somebody brought their daughter.
Oh, do I have to go? Yes.
What's this? Who are these old guys
oh
on the stage?
God,
I'll
like
just record
100.
It. Yeah, I'll record it for you, Ma.
It's like a gazillion years old. They're coming to Charlotte, by the way, in the next couple of nights.
The Rolling Stones are?
The Rolling Stones, yeah. They're going to play the big stadium. And I'm going to miss it because it's a pandemic. And the Stones are a band I would maybe risk getting sick for.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I can't afford to go to see the Rolling Stones. That's no way. I can imagine how much tickets are.
Yeah. And it's going to be crowded and you live in a place where nobody wears masks. So.
Yeah. So yeah, the whole time I'm going to be standing there going, okay, sympathy for the devil. I'm getting sick. Yeah, I gotta go.
And the funny thing is the Rolling Stones are a bunch of white guys, yet they can dance and they can keep the beat. You know, they're musicians. I guess that's how musicians like them become musicians. Like the only white guys that can move. You're like, wow, that guy's doing something that I've never seen before.
Mm-hmm. Well, moving like Jagger. That's where the song came from.
Right. The moves like Jagger, the one white guy from England.
That can dance. Yeah. You don't see anybody else in the band dancing. Keith ain't dancing. So Mick has the moves like Jagger. That's how he can get away with it. But nobody in the crowd. That's the whole thing I was watching going, nobody can dance. And it was like a bad Eddie Murphy joke about white people dancing. That was it right there.
Even the ones that were bopping their head. Were like not even bopping their head to the right song or the right beat. Like that was really funny and frustrating to watch. It's like, do you not hear the music? I don't get what's going on there.
No, and all Robert Kraft friends are super white. They're just not white.
Right?
They're super, they're transparent white.